Friday again, and time for one of our Culture File guests to tell us about some of the things they've been clicking like on lately. And this time it's the turn of composer and modular synth fan Neil O'Connor to share with us his Culture File likes.
Oh, hi, I'm Neil O'Connor. I'm a composer and producer, and I go under the moniker Ordnance Survey. A film that I've seen recently, which was really amazing, a film I've seen before in the cinema was, what did I go and see? Three Colors White. He's a series of Three Colors Red, White and Blue that were made in the kind of mid-90s. It's based on the French flag, which is the white, is it white liberty? It's about a Polish refugee who gets stuck in a kind of mob scenario in Paris. It's pretty great. The current book that I'm reading is a kind of musicology book, I suppose, in many ways. It's called Assembling a Black Counterculture by D. Forest Brown Jr. And it kind of chronicalizes, it's a critical history of techno and looking at it as more of a unique art movement, but more so a unique art movement that was maybe, you know, looking at it from a kind of a different perspective rather than, you know, what culturally you might think techno comes from. We think of techno as kind of maybe a more European based kind of a genre, but it comes from working class cities like Detroit, and it comes from a particular group of African American producers who kind of, you know, are quite famous in their own right, but maybe aren't as famous as, you know, what would be your equivalent European million-dollar techno DJ.
This is Fred Judd here. In the background there, you can hear some of my electronic ramblings.
The piece of music I've been listening to lately, or collections of music, is I listen to a lot of historical electronic music, and I came across a really interesting collection of works by a composer called F.C. Judd. And he would have been one of the first UK composers of electronically generated music. He used to write a lot for kind of technical magazines, and he did a little bit of work with the BBC Radiophonic Workshop, and the album's called Electronics Without Tears, which I think is one of the best album titles I've heard in quite a while. I listen to a lot of podcasts when I'm driving or whatnot. I listen to Electronic Years quite a lot by Martin Ware from Heaven 17, Human League, which is really great. He's interviews with producers and electronic musicians and so on. They're all music related, really, you know, at this stage for me. There's a really great one as well called The Rockin' Tours. It's Gary Kemp and Guy Pratt. They recently had Stuart Copeland on, and he had a great overview, and Electronically Yours has people like John Fox, lots of kind of early UK 80s music, which is a big area for me. Great food I've had recently was in Helsinki at the weekend, and I had cod in a kind of cod soup, which I'd never had before, which is very interesting. Cod with asparagus. The restaurant in Helsinki is called Bass Bass, B-A-S-B-A-S. I have an enchanting musk of my own, really, so I don't tend to use anything apart from your consumer level Dove. Quite neutral like me, just very flat, you know, not too exciting.
Cheerio, bye.
The likes of Neil O'Connor there, a.k.a. Ordnance Survey. Coming up tomorrow evening, we have a special edition of the Culture File Weekly, when our guest will be Malcolm Harris. The historian has written a new book that painstakingly traces the extractive history of Palo Alto and the industries from horse breeding to AI, which call the San Francisco suburb home. That's a special edition of the Culture File Weekly tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. on the radio. And right now, if you really can't wait, and subscribe to the Culture File podcast feed. It's free at point of delivery.